Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live, and let's see what date today is. I forgot today's date. Today's date is June 30th. I should know that. June 30th. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. But now we have a toll-free number. That's 888-773-4496. 888-773-4496. Send me your comments anytime to comments at libertytalkradio.com. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, Sutton, that's Sutton-Associates, Sutton-Associates.net. In his newsletters, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. He keeps you up to date with and takes all the smoke out of the screen so you can see clearly what is going on. He is very, very good. In fact, he's on our program on the third Wednesday of every month, and he gives us an update. Please tune in, of course. Liberty Talk Radio is now available via iTunes for your and Twitter for your listening convenience. We're still toying around with going on YouTube, but I'm too self-conscious. I don't know if that'll ever happen. And please, we have an email subscription service to alert you on the new broadcast. Just sign up at libertytalkradio.com and just click subscribe. Good morning, everyone. Well, this was a banner week in that I have received several emails regarding my discussion of Walmart last week. And some excellent points were made. And I think it's time for clarification. The thrust of my broadcast was that people always vilify Walmart because they put the small businessman out of business. And my point being is that, you know, Walmart puts the small proprietors out of business because they do things better. If, you know, back in the old days, let me put it this way. When my wife and I bike across the state, we stop in these small towns. And we asked them about that. They said, "We won't allow Walmart in here. Damn it, we don't want that." Da, 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 da. And they get angry. You know? And I always ask them that question. They've been doing this for years. But when you go to the local hardware store or whatever, it's usually a dingy place. And I asked my wife, I said, "When you go into a hardware store like that," I said, "what's the first problem you enter?" She says, "I can never find anything." I says, "Then what's the second?" She says, "I can never find anyone to help me." You know, and really, it's they're dingy. They're not laid out right. And then when you want to buy something, they look at you like, "Why are you bothering me?" I mean, not all of them, but I don't get me wrong. But I mean, they just don't cater to the public very, very well. It's like, "Listen, I have the stuff you need. You know, you want it, you better suffer," you know. And they don't have a good marketing strategy at all. And many of those companies like that. Now, who does Walmart not put out of business? Those people who provide services and goods that Walmart doesn't provide. This is my only point. That was the point of my conversation about Walmart, is that what they do is instead of having 6 or 7 small stores in a town that you have to go to from one to the other, you know, when you go shopping, you go to Walmart, which is a well-lit store. You know where everything is. Things are laid out pretty well in a certain pattern. You can find it, and the prices are much lower. Now, the argument here that I received, and justifiably so, is that they do not treat their employees very well. Now, I didn't know this. They asked me whether or not I ever heard of dead peasant insurance. Never did. I'll be honest with you. I never did. I mean, I have a company. I don't have any dead peasant insurance. Well, that's when an insurance company takes out an insurance policy, a term policy, on an employee. Now, in Walmart's case, they don't tell them about it. Now, let me be perfectly clear about this. There's nothing illegal about that, but there's certain just morally wrong with it. In other words, what they do is when the employee passes away, Walmart collects the money. You know, it could be a counter clerk. They collect the $50,000, $100,000, whatever it may be, but that becomes tax-free money. In other words, they are making money on the death of their employees. I find that abhorrent. It's despicable. And the emails that I received regarding that were absolutely correct. And that's one of the reasons one of my listeners says, and I won't shop there because of that. And I don't blame them for that. I didn't know that last week. They enlightened me, and I'm glad that they did. But again, the thrust of my program was Walmart does something that engages the customer, where the small town stores, in many cases, not all cases, I know they're great stores, local stores, don't. Now, if you look at some towns, they will have really nice little shopping, outdoor shopping areas where all the stores are. And they're typically a little bit higher end than Walmart, providing services, and they all seem to do very, very well. You know, Walmart may sell a shirt for $10, but they sell shirts that are $30. They still sell shirts, but it's a different type of shirt, it's a different quality shirt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that was my point. But then I have to agree that I don't blame anyone for not shopping at Walmart because of this dead peasant insurance. Now, I had to look into this thing a little further, since I didn't know about it before, to find out if there's any positive thing about it. Now, I went through several websites. I couldn't find anything. When I say positive, why companies do it and why it's necessary and why it's ethical and so on. I really didn't find anything, and maybe I didn't dig far enough. But what I did learn is that many companies do that, not only Walmart, but it's unbelievable the number of companies that do that. I mean, large corporations that we all do business with on a day-to-day basis, and we have no choice. Utility companies do it. And here's the big one. Walt Disney does it. Disney World does it. So, you know, we boycott Walmart, and again, justifiably so, but we should get a list of all the companies who do this. It's staggering. So the question is, what the heck do we do? Do we not shop anymore? Do we do research on every store to see what their policies are? Well, that's really impractical. And let me pose a solution. I think the solution is in the hands of the people at Walmart. I think there should be something said for that. Now, Walmart does not hire, you know, they don't hire lawyers. Now, we can make our voice known. We can write letters to Walmart and say, would you please, I've been a customer of yours for 35 years. Could you please explain to me your dead peasant insurance and why you do it? Which is what I'm going to do. And I will read the response over the air. I promise you that, okay? We'll do that. But we should all do that. Now, I'm not an advocate of, you know, write your congressman, because every day I get 5 or 10 emails specifically directing me to contact my congressman for this or other. And quite frankly, I would be doing nothing but contacting my congressman all day long. I would hope, which is not very smart of me, that my congressman would know better, that they would not enact some of these laws or the regulations that really harm everybody but enrich somebody else, a few people. I really would hope that they would know that. But I can't write them every time, so I don't write letters to congressmen, and I don't write letters to companies, except for once. There's a store. It's called Quick Trip. It is a fantastic store. Absolutely fantastic. It's a convenience store. It is tough getting gas there because they're always jam-packed. What they do is they give people what they want. Now, Quick Trip happens to be a mile down the road, about a mile and a half down the road from Walmart. In either directions, both north and south. And yet, and Walmart matches their price, and if you have a Walmart Discover card, or any Walmart card, you get 3 cents off the price of the gasoline per gallon. And yet, their bays are relatively empty. Quick Trip, you almost have to wait to get into a queue. And they have big stations where they have, you know, eight lanes where you can go on either side. It is amazing. But that's the way. But the service they provide is incredible. You go to the ATM, there's no $1.50 charge, or whatever it is these days. You walk in, you want to taste something, taste it. You don't like it, put it away. You walk out. No one says, "Hey, you owe me $1.50." If they make a mistake, if they make an error, they say they make it in your favor. Let me give you an example. One reason why I frequent Quick Trip at least 300 to 500 times a year. I mean, you know, gas and bubble gum and, you know, gum and, you know, drinks and coffee and stuff like that. I went in there with a Walmart card. They call it a Wally card with a crazy design on it. And they put it through and said, "Oh, it doesn't work. There's something wrong with the reader, you know, the strip." I said, "Oh, my goodness." They said, "How much was on it?" I said, "It was either $3.60 or $6.30. I honestly don't remember." They gave me the $6.30 and the coffee was free. Now, think about that. They say, "Well, they're kind of stupid to give you all that money." I go there 300 to 500 times a year. What is that $3 to them? And the cup of coffee cost them what? Nothing. The point is that they give the public what they want and they do the right thing. A lot better than Walmart does. And yet, Walmart sells the bubble gums that they sell, the magazines, you know, all that, all the fast, the convenience store stuff. Walmart sells all that stuff. But when you go in there, you're in and you rarely have to wait. I mean, sometimes there's a lot of people in there, but they'll have three cashiers. And these guys are lightning fast. You go in, you're out. Quick Trip, that's what their name is. Now, one time I was surprised I didn't get that type service. I walked in with a plastic cup and I said, is this eligible for a refill? Because if you get a refill, it's much cheaper if you bring the old cup back or something, or your own cup. And the gentleman behind the counter, and they're always young people dressed beautifully in their Walmart outfits. They always seem to be clean cut. You just like them, you know, and they're very nice. I said, and the fellow said, "Yeah, this is eligible for refill." Okay, so and for the refill price. So I went there and I got it was a cold, slushy coffee thing, you know, small thing. And I put it on, and the gal charged me, like 50 cents more. I said, "Oh, this is a refill. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention it." She says, "That cup is not eligible for refill." Now, she was correct. I mean, the other guy was right. He was a new guy, and I'm surprised he didn't know, because they go through Quick Trip University, and they really train these people. I mean, they do tremendous training. But what surprised me is that this woman, this gal, who apparently was a higher-level person, I think, and she seemed that way, didn't understand what Quick Trip was about. Every other time, if I would have said, "Oh, by the way, that's a refill," they'd have said, "Fine, it's on the house." And the reason for that is, you got two stories, you know. Typically, it's not, but that one's on the house. Thank you very much. And what she did is she preached to me a short dissertation on what is available for refill and what is not. And I wasn't mad. She was absolutely right. She said, these are, and she was absolutely correct. But that's not the way Quick Trip does business. If they're busy and you have a cup of coffee and you're the third people in line, anybody who has coffee, they say, "Go, free." Then you get the coffee, you're happy, then you wait online and be unhappy. Because all you have is a cup of coffee in your hand. I mean, that's happened to me on a couple occasions. My point being, folks, is that Quick Trip, I don't think, is one of the companies. I didn't find them on the list that writes dead peasant insurance on their employees. But they also train their employees, but they provide a service that Walmart just can't seem to provide because they don't hire the caliber of people that it requires to do that. Now, are their prices higher? Of course they're higher. They're in a convenience store. So sometimes, like, I chew gum because of the acid in my stomach. Anyway, Walmart will sometimes sell for 99 cents. This is $1.29. Where do I go? I go for the $1.29. That was my point of that presentation. But I'm glad. But I'm really glad. Now, by the way, some people also defended Walmart. Not, they're all negative. I had a couple of positives in there. And they're right, you know. But as far as a dead peasant insurance and possibly the way, now I don't know all their employment policies, employer policies, but in that case, I have to agree, dead peasant insurance is abhorrent. That's despicable, and they should stop it. And maybe I'll write them a letter. You know, I'll write them a letter, and I'll read it on there. And I'll write them a letter and ask them, why do you have dead peasant insurance on your employees? Would you please answer this one question, because it really bothers me. I will write the letter. They're in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I'll mail it today or tomorrow. And when I get the response, I'll read it on the air. So I want to thank all of my listeners, you know, for responding and educating me. Please understand that Liberty Talk Radio is not a one-way preach. What I'd like to do is hear from you so I know what's on your mind, and I'd like to hear from you when you disagree with me, because I learned something. We always learn something from one another. I can't tell you how many times I'll call into a radio program. I don't do it very often, but every once in a while I'll call a radio program, and I'll ask a question, and I try to be so polite. I mean, disgustingly polite. Say, thank you very much for your program. I'm really enjoying it. I do have a question. And if it's not consistent with their ideology, they get either angry, they disparage, they contest everything that I say, and they're angry about it. You know, or I had one time, they hung up on me. They just hung up. They said, if that's the way you feel about it, click. I couldn't believe it. Now, it wasn't an AM or FM station. They would never have tolerated it because they would lose their advertising revenue for doing that. But this was the internet. I will not do that. I don't want to do that. All right, let's break for station identification.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio.
Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. I'm your host for Liberty Talk Radio. Today we're going to talk about a host of subjects. I also had a partial retraction on my Walmart episode. And if there's anything that I'm missing, please send me more. Please call in. We have plenty of lines open. They're toll-free, 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. By the way, we have a whole new setup here. All the computer things are different. And what's scary, I hope everything is working properly, because it looks like it's working properly, but everything is different. And kind of neat. They have all new panels and stuff like that. By the way, if you want to call in, on your cell phone, you can call in direct. You may have this phone number. It's 646-652-4620. I've had that number for years, 646-652-4620. All right? And of course, send me your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. I was surprised to learn, and I may have mentioned this last week, that the largest number of listeners in any particular city is from Beijing, China. I think that is wonderful. Fellas, please, I'd love to hear from you. Send me your email. All right. Here, I'm going to rant about a couple of other subjects. Tobacco packaging. They want to put it all... I think I talked about this last week. Why am I saying this again? McCain was being introduced. I hope I didn't talk about this last week and I'm repeating myself. McCain was interviewed on Diane Imus' show. And he said something that just annoyed the heck out of me. I watched the Don Imus show in the morning because of the interplay between the members. I mean, they give each other a hard time. I think it's fun. I don't go there for news or anything like that. But in this case, he interviews McCain. For some reason, he likes McCain. I dislike all of the, but most of the policies that McCain supports. And I'm surprised that Don Imus does. I don't know. I don't think he's very politically savvy or savvy as to what's going on outside the studio. And I like Don Imus. I think he's one of the best in the world. But McCain said, he said, we have to be careful of the isolationist policy of the Republican Party. Isolationist part of the Republican Party. Now, what do you mean by that? What does he mean by isolationist? Well, you know what he's talking about? Those people who don't feel that we should be bombing Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, and Libya, and Iraq. And now, see, what they do is they play with words. They bend your mind, and you say, well, I can't disagree with that. You know, I don't want isolationists, you know, damn, we're not isolationists, you know, we're a global enterprise in the United States. We do business for everyone. You know, no one that thinks. Nobody thinks anymore. And I I don't have much of an influence, but you would think that people would say, what the, I mean, there's got to be a lot of people who just always write into the radio station and say, what the heck does that jerk mean? I mean, he's a real jerk. Well, what the heck does he mean? He's a political jerk. And he educates and he bends people's minds by the words he uses. People like McCain are so incredibly dangerous to our republic. Absolutely dangerous to our republic. Because people don't know better and they hear somebody, you know, Vietnam, you know, he was tortured in Vietnam and da 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 da. You know, so he, you know, he's got to be good. He knows what's going on. He's been in Washington for 100 years, you know, and geez, you know, listen to him. Those are the people that are dangerous. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who's very concerned about everything, I guess. I mean, the economy. He had to fly to Washington, D.C., and had to go through all sorts of patting down, and with the TSA, hated it. He said, I absolutely hated it. He said, I was actually picked out. I was sitting there, you know, just, and they picked me out. They said, sir, I had to go in the back room. I don't know why they picked me out, because he was a big guy. You know, he didn't look like a terrorist, if you will. You know, like you didn't have a turban on or something like that. And I'm not, don't get me wrong, I have friends that are Muslim, and I'm not making fun of that the Islam religion at all. They singled him out. He went, I go through special search and stuff like that. They interrogated him. And he said, you know, there's no damn reason for that. Absolutely no damn reason for that. And he says, I don't know what we can do about it. I said, you know, everyone talks about, let's revolt, let's get out in the street, let's do this, let's do that. I said, no. I said, you know, that doesn't work. What are you going to get? You're going to get a few hundred people in front of City Hall and go, rah, yeah, we want no more, rah, 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 you know. And then everyone's labeled there as a nutcake, you know. And, of course, the news then turns it around and makes it seem like these people are wrong and the government's trying to protect you and these people are probably just aligned with the terrorists. It never works. Never. The only time it works, but it's bloody, is when everyone takes to the street and they hang them. Then this change. But sometimes, even after that, they wind up with another dictator. Doesn't work. He says, well, what would you do? I said, you know what we should do? And here's something that I think we all should do. We shouldn't fly. I said, you know how many people fly because they feel that, I got to go see Aunt Margaret? Well, you know, you don't have to see Aunt Margaret via plane. You can take another form. Well, it'll take a longer time. Well, that's the cost of liberty. I'm sorry you're inconvenienced. If you want to preserve your liberty, you got to go out of your way. Now, this is what I suggested. He put up a website saying nofly.com, something like that. And for the next 30 days, nobody flies. Nobody. I mean, unless it's just, you know, it's a heart transplant, then they got to fly the heart to somebody. But nobody flies. In other words, what we'll do is we'll get these gangsters and banksters right in the pocketbook, right where it hurts the most. We won't fly. Those every, and just think what would happen if just 20%, 20%, 30%, my God, 30% of the people who fly now said no. You know, Aunt Margaret, I'll see you in September. See you in September. Remember that song? See you in September. But next 30 days, next 3 months, no one's flying. And I'm not flying. I'm going to be part of this rebel rousing group. I'm part of this revolution. And you know how I'm fighting? I'm fighting with my pocketbook. Now just think, if 30% of the people decided not to fly, 30%, probably 5% would be enough. Probably 5% would be enough. 30% would not. And they stayed home. What do you think would happen? The airlines would go bust overnight. I mean, the planes couldn't take. I mean, they all would be empty. Each flight, they would lose money. Billions of dollars would be lost. What do you think would happen then? The TSA would get booted right out. Booted right. And as people protest, they say, you want me to fly? Get rid of the TSA. But this is the problem. People say, oh, well, I'm glad that we have the TSA because the government is protecting me. And I don't mind going through this to make sure that the terrorists don't get on their plane and blow it up. But please. You know, terrorists don't do the same thing twice. They know that we're alert now. They ain't going to do it again. And if they're going to put a bomb on the plane, they're going to put it in their luggage. And then when you're flying, boop, someone flips a switch, boom, the airplane goes. It doesn't have to be in the air. It could be on the runway. You could be sitting there in the waiting room. You could have a switch, bing, bong, the whole plane goes. There's a million ways. I'm not a terrorist, I don't know, but there's millions of ways that they can do it. They're not going to do it again. Guy's not going to carry bottles on there and start mixing chemicals, which is stupid anyway. It never would happen. And if someone says, all right, I'm taking over this plane now, we're going to wherever you want to say. You know, we're going to Saudi Arabia. You think everyone's going to sit there and say, well, I guess we'll go to Saudi Arabia now? No. Everybody, even the little old grandmother who can hardly walk, she would get up, strangle the poor son of a gun. So it doesn't make, the TSA makes a, whatever happens is what the TSA doesn't expect. They are always looking for what happened before. Terrorists don't work that way. They're always looking for a new way. They're looking for that little crack in the system. They say, ha-ha, they're not doing this. That's what we'll do. But my friend is right. He doesn't want to fly. He says, I hate flying. I said, don't fly. Now, there's sometimes you have to fly. How many times do you think business people fly? Well, today with computers, you can get on there and interact. I'll bet. I mean, I want to bet heavy money that every company can reduce the number of flights that are taken by their employees by 5 or 10%. Every one of them. And it would not affect their bottom line, not affect their business at all. In fact, they would save a lot of money. There was a company, a major company, and I really wish I could remember the name. It was a Wall Street Journal article about how the CEO went into this company. And he watched literally every penny. When they had a board meeting, he did not allow coffee. Did not allow coffee. I said, what, we're not the coffee business. We don't make coffee. Coffee costs money. I'm not kidding you. And I wish I could remember the company. And it was unbelievable. I love this guy. I love this company. But it was about 20 years ago that I read this article. And when they came to the board now, we're talking the high-level people, people in the company. When they came to eat, they brought their own bologna sandwich. Now, people were investing in this company left and right because they knew no matter what happened, they would survive. If someone traveled, they go, you went there, what for? Yeah, good, you pay for it. I mean, this guy knew how to run a company. My point being, folks, is that companies can cut back. I'll bet you more than 5%. I'll bet you more than 10%. I'll bet you more than 15%. Probably more than 20%. Easily on their travel. So much is done unnecessarily. You know why it's done? Because it's in the budget. We got it in the budget. And if we don't use it, they'll lose it next year. You know? That's the stupid logic of business. I know. I work for one of the largest corporations in the world. I used to do this all the time. I used to be in charge of one of their buildings. I had a multi-billion dollar budget. Boy, they used to say, boy, if we don't lose this $400,000, you know, we're going to be really screwed next year. I mean, that was the panic. Was not spending money, it was not spending the money. So the companies, each company can cut back a certain percent. I don't know what it is, but some of them can cut back a tremendous amount and some a little less than that. Individuals, we all have a choice. But if you want to fight for freedom, you can't say, but it's inconvenient. I would fight for freedom, but it's inconvenient. Let's go for the station identification. I'm late already.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio.
Hi, folks. This is Joe Cristiano. I invite you to call 888-773-4496. That's our new toll-free number, 888-773-4496. We're talking about a host of subjects. We did talk earlier about Walmart, and I had a slight retraction on Walmart, so I thank my listeners for that. I did get many emails on that, and right now we're talking about, and send me your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com, and I would love to hear from my listeners in Beijing. I know we have many listeners in Beijing. Believe it or not, it's the highest number, but probably the highest number of people in Beijing. But it shocked me. It just surprised me. And I would love to get their take on things. Because I think as China becomes more and more tolerant, I'd use the word, tolerant in their political process and allowing people to do things, we are becoming less tolerant. And I'd love to hear them. I'd love to hear their voices. We received one. The only time we received anything from China was when I decided about 2.5 years ago that I was going to shut down the station. It was too much work. You know, I was doing it twice a week. It was driving me nuts. And, you know, I do this. I don't get paid for it. And I do this on my own accord. I pay for everything out of my own pocket. My wife's audiology practice, which I mentioned at the end of the program, they pay like, you know, a few bucks every month on a couple of things, but that's it. And so I said, you know, effective next week, sayonara, goodbye, thank you, it's been fun. Received a letter from a Chinese national, and it was heartwarming. I mean, it made my wife cry. And they said, please, you have no idea how we need you. Now, what confounds me is the fact that we are getting through in China. I thought that they, you know, now maybe the only people listening to me are the Chinese officials, you know, the censors. Would that be interesting? Maybe it's the censors that listen to me. Every day they click on. They had a high number of listenings, you know. But if it's getting through, I think that's kind of neat. Now, it was interesting that this Chinese national wrote me from Malaysia, not from Beijing. Anyway, I don't understand that. I don't know how, the dynamics of that, but it sure is gratifying when you have people halfway around the world that you've never met before who are listening to your program. But I certainly would love to hear from them. Now, from time to time on our blog, we'll get the little Chinese characters, you know, something written in Chinese. I don't know what that is. And I write back and say, sorry, I don't understand. And I don't have any interpreters. And I don't even know. That could be a virus thing. But since I had a lot of listeners from China, I thought maybe that probably is not a virus. All right. Where are we going? Folks, we can extend liberty by giving up temporarily some of our conveniences that are really not convenient, folks. I mean, flying today is not convenient. You know, being patted down is not convenient. But if we wanted to be revolutionaries in thought and dissidents in action, as I say in the beginning of this program. We need to understand the way you do that is that you don't get yourself a rifle and start yelling in the street, burning cars. No, that's old hat. That's what they used to do 100 years ago. You vote with your pocketbook. You see, years ago, people had no money. They couldn't vote with their pocketbook because they didn't spend any money. They had no money. Today, we have money. If you look at the tool that we have as citizens, we have money. Now, what does money bring? Money brings taxation. Breeds taxation. For example, whenever I buy a ticket to get on an airplane, there are taxes, all sorts of excise taxes, many of which go to the federal government. Now, if I don't fly, I starve the beast. You see what I mean? We can starve the beast, folks. And all we have to do is say, I'm not going to do what revolutionaries do and put their life on the line and have to hide out in a cave somewhere from, you know, the provincial government. You know, I'm just going to slightly, not even inconvenience myself, but do something that I'd like to do, and I'll defer it for a while. If we can't do that, we deserve the government that we get. You see what I mean? We deserve the government that we get. Because we will rationalize by saying, oh, yeah, it's for our protection. The government's there. You know, if we ever think about what is going on, and if let's say all those people, oh, I guess that's for the government. All right, let those people fly. I don't give a hoot about those people. But what about those people who, after flying, are just angry or upset or displeased? If we just get that group and said, look, for the next 3 months, nobody flies. You will get your way. You have a revolution on the way. And that revolution is via the pocketbook. It's via taxes. You will actually, just think of it. I'm not flying because I don't want to pay the excise taxes on the ticket. I am saving my money. That money I'm going to spend on what I want here, where I don't have to pay taxes. I'll buy stuff where there are no taxes, maybe because of a local sales tax, you know, but the federal government ain't getting a dime. Just think about that. I mean, you can really hurt the government. I shouldn't say hurt the government. You can force the government to change its policies. You say, you want my money? I don't think so. That's what we got to do. And it may mean that we have to change our behavior slightly. It's not that we have to sell our house and live in a forest. You know, change. Visit Aunt Lucy or Aunt Margaret, whatever her name is, 3 months from now. Just say, can't go now. I'm part of a revolution. And we all need to be part of a revolution. Me, I already told my wife, I ain't flying. I'm not flying any place, anywhere, anytime. I'm not doing it on principle. Now, that hurts because my wife likes to go on vacations. I should say that we very rarely go on vacation. But we had a vacation last week, 2 weeks ago. And what we did is we went to Kansas City and we drove there. And we had a great time. Now, there are other places that we would have preferred to go, but I had to fly. I said, ain't flying. And thank heavens that she understands and she tolerates me, but she understands. She said, it is important. I don't like it, but it is important. So she gave up a vacation. She had a vacation that was okay, but wasn't exactly what she wanted. By the way, we had a great time. Kansas City was vacant. I tell you, it looked like, it was almost like someone said, all right, everyone, the Cristianos are coming here to vacation in Kansas City for a week. Please vacate the city. You know, I mean, there's no one there. And we had the city to ourselves. And we ate the greatest food, went to the greatest restaurants, went to the clubs at night, listened to some great bands. I mean, we just had a good time. Went to three museums. We went to, we saw a baseball game. By the way, the Kansas City Royals are boring. At least the game we saw, it was boring. It wasn't no Yankees against the Boston Red Sox game, which I'm more accustomed to, although I don't follow baseball anymore. But we had a good time. But we didn't fly. And we took her Prius, which got 50 miles to the gallon or whatever. So, folks, there are things that we can do. Don't think of a revolution. Don't think of change in government by writing your governor, your senator. I mean, forget about that. That's they do that to make you feel good. You say, oh, I wrote my senator and tell him I didn't like that, and I'm waiting for a response. And what do you get? You get a form letter saying, thank you very much for your letter. Your comments are very important to us. We will consider that when we consider this policy, and we thank you very, very much for and remember to vote for John Blow at the next election. And that's all you get. That's all you get. You don't get anything but that. You have no idea if anyone read anything. And no one reads anything in Washington, and they can't. Just think. You get some simple legislation. I mean, basic, simple legislation. I mean, something like they want to change something. Then you find out that it's 3,300 pages. And you realize something that should take literally a paragraph. Like, we're changing this to that effective this date. Maybe one small paragraph, you know. Maybe two paragraphs. Thank you very much. Whatever the case may be. Then you find out the legislation is 3,000 pages. No one reads anything. No one. No one reads anything in Washington. They don't have the time. If they read the Patriot Act, they still would be reading it from the time that then they wouldn't understand it. With the references that there's cross-references, they could never finish it. Obamacare would take you a lifetime to read. Because of all the cross-references, then you have to read that legislation and this book and that to understand what's going on. So you got to think, who the heck is writing this stuff? Anyway, folks, I'm out of steam right now. That's all I wanted to say today. Next week, we are going to have a gentleman with We Are Change Oklahoma. He's an activist. I'm really excited that he's going to be on our show. Please listen up for our, look at our blog and our program and whatever to see all the information about the program. I'll set it up soon. It'll be this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time. And the question that I have is that we have so many organizations, freedom-fighting organizations, you know, how does yours differentiate itself, and why should you differentiate yourself, and why can't we coalesce all these together into one major force? And this guy's amazing. He's a he is one of those guys who is, puts his name right on the line, and I respect him a lot for it. Okay, with that, I am going to, something happened here. Someone took my pages away. Here it is. I forgot my closing dialogue. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, I'm back in business again. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Shakers Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranch Shakers Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. Striving takes work, folks. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle, something I love to do, by the way. You feel free, liberated, your life is in your own hands, but with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. They control the ride and your every move. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, don't steal. The government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.